Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to be here. He has, gosh, as soon as he learned that I was going to be opening this practice, he's like, well, we need to get you on the schedule for Rotary. When are you going to talk at Rotary? And so he started looking at dates, and I'm like, I don't even know what my business is called yet. Like, just give me a minute. So anyway, I'm glad to be here. First of all, thank you all for what you do in the community. That doesn't go unnoticed, especially with young families. I went into my Google Calendar on my phone last week to make sure I had scheduled the right day to come here. So I searched Rotary, and there were so many. I kept scrolling. So many Rotary events, meetings for the auction. And I went back to the very first one on our calendar, and it was in 2018, and it said Mason Rotary Award. So that would have been his kindergarten year. And I just thought, that is just so special. Those are really special events for the people of this community. So thank you. I am grateful for the chance to share about my new medical practice. And I'm really excited that I'll be here in town. I haven't gotten to work in Katy's before. So here's to working in Katy's. It will be called Restore Functional Wellness. I'm located inside of Keystone Family Chiropractic. So I know most of you know Reagan Hyde. I think he's been here to speak. So you're familiar with him and what he does. Yes, I want to start also by acknowledging how blessed this community is with good health care. For a small town, we are so blessed with providers, with our hospital right here in town, with the lab at the hospital. So I have full respect for every one of those people who work in these departments, and just thankful that it's right here. My family has utilized these services on many occasions. We went to the lab. I drug Cy with me to get lab work at the hospital a couple weeks ago. Kara ran into us, and we worked through the process of what that looked like and what it would look like for my patients when I send them. So Allison, Carol has been very helpful with helping me get set up to order labs through the hospital. So you may be wondering, what exactly is functional medicine? And a few years ago, I would have asked you the same question because I really wasn't familiar. But I would say my interest in it started early on, but especially during the pandemic, when all of us are wondering, how healthy am I? What can I do to become healthier? Like, you know, we all really became more self-aware and had a little more time to reflect on that. So during that time, the doors really opened for me to learn this world. And it is not that different from conventional medicine, but we just focus on some different things. Really, it's based on the premise that the body is designed, it's already designed to repair itself when we are broken somehow, and to heal itself when we are sick. And when we give it what it needs to do all these amazing functions it can do, then it can function optimally. So the goal is really to provide the body with all the things that it needs to function at its best, with the goal of avoiding chronic disease or even reversing chronic disease. And many have the view that once you get a chronic disease, like an autoimmune condition, you may never live without it. Well, the truth is, sometimes it can be reversed if we really know what we're doing. So with functional medicine, one symbol of this concept is a tree. So picture a tree, and the leaves on a tree they represent your symptoms. So what you look like, what symptoms you're dealing with. So fatigue, skin rashes, digestive issues, those are like the leaves. The trunk of the tree is what represents all these different systems in the body that work together. So the cardiovascular and the lymphatic and the nervous system, you know, all those systems. Then you look at the roots and things that contribute to the health of the trunk, and then ultimately the leaves. So your nutrition, your sleep, the environment around you, lifestyle choices, and genetics. So if the roots are healthy, the whole tree can be healthy. So that's really the focus of functional medicine, is just strengthening those foundations. Sometimes we view symptoms as just isolated occurrences, but really they're all interconnected. All the symptoms we have are often at the same roots. So when we only focus on the leaves, we may get short-term relief, but the underlying issue still persists. So as a couple examples, a rash. You may think it's just a skin problem, but did you know a gut problem can cause problems on the skin? A problem in your digestive system can come out in the form of rashes and skin issues. a headache. A headache is a symptom that is screaming at you, pay attention, there's something going on in your body that is not in balance. You can take Tylenol, and we're thankful to have that whenever we need to go to work and we're miserable, but it's a sign that you need to pay attention. There's some kind of imbalance, nutrient deficiencies, sleep quality, stress, problems with the eyes, the ears, too much screen time, which we're all guilty of. And my favorite that my family gets really annoyed with is hydration. So if they come to me saying I have a headache, my first question, have you drank any water today? So anyway, sometimes we can find a quick solution that helps multiple symptoms. For example, just as one quick one, low magnesium. So very common to be deficient in magnesium, and that can cause a lot of things: muscle cramps, headaches, trouble sleeping, anxiety, constipation, hormone imbalance. So magnesium alone is involved in over 300 biochemical reactions in the body, and a lack of it can cause all these symptoms. So if you learn that and increase food intake that are high in magnesium or supplement with a high quality supplement, you can help with all these problems. Whereas sometimes you may be seeking a medicine for the headache, a medicine to help you sleep, a medicine to help with anxiety, medicine to help constipation, you know, the list goes on and on. Sometimes you can dig deep enough to realize it's one root cause. So, functional medicine, the goal is to take a really in-depth look at all the factors that affect a unique person's health. Before I ever meet with a patient, I will have a very extensive health history intake form for them to fill out. And I will spend no less than 45 minutes first visit, and likely an hour to hour and 15 minutes at future visits. So clearly that's one big difference with conventional medicine. I have full respect for that world. I've worked in the world of conventional medicine, but there are time constraints. You have to see, you know, there's so many people who need care, and they need medicine, and that's a good thing when we need it. But this just allows for more time is the big difference. So the key areas that we will consider, I will consider with patients, I've already mentioned some, past trauma. Trauma directly affects our health. Even trauma from 20 years ago, 30 years ago, is going to affect your health today. So we'll dive deep into that. Sleep, lifestyle choices, which includes nutrition and how we move. Environment, so toxins, and that's a really big topic you can go deep into. We are all exposed to toxins every day, but there are things that you can do to really decrease your exposure and help your body to deal with them and to get rid of them. For instance, did you know that your skin is the largest organ on your body? So what we put on our skin often is really full of chemicals, our lotions, our perfumes. Not everything's bad, but we have to be very careful because sometimes we end up, even in one morning, being exposed to hundreds, if not thousands, of chemicals that go directly into our body and affect how everything works. So we'll look at that. Genetics, and I love looking into genes, but what I want you to take away from that is usually genes can be affected by lifestyle. So just because you have a certain genetic SNP doesn't mean you're going to have all these problems. Your lifestyle can turn on genes and turn on good genes, turn off bad genes, or vice versa. We'll also look at medicines and supplements. Okay, so those are the basics of what I will look at with patients. And sometimes it's a little more complicated. So you have a chance to go even deeper into what I call functional lab testing. So there are tests that are available that go more in depth than your standard lab panel. And those are very important and helpful, but some of these tests just help you to dig deeper. For instance, and I'll mention just three, gut testing, comprehensive stool testing, same thing. Did you know, fun fact, that only about half of the cells in your body are human cells? So essentially, you're only about half human, if you look at it that way. So the rest of you, the rest of what's in your body is actually belongs to your microbiome, so the gut bacteria. And it sounds kind of weird. It's really weird when you think about it. But bacteria, fungi, and other microbes living in your gut directly affect how your body functions. And we need to feed them well And I don't mean perfectly with nutrition, but everything affects how they work. Our stress level, hydration, toxins, all directly affect the microbiome and how your body can function. So one of the tests that I can do is this comprehensive stool test. The Dutch test. So this is a very comprehensive hormone test. That's a hot topic. You know, if you're online on any social media, there's lots of posts that people put about hormones, but it can be very complicated. And some of these tests that I can run look a lot more in depth than a standard blood panel. So if someone is not satisfied with how they feel as far as hormones go, I can take a deep dive into that. And yes. And then genetics. I did already mention that one. So that is another really important one. So altogether, all these things that I will be looking at with patients will help us to create, and I say us because it's really a partnership. The patient really needs to be on board with lifestyle changes, be open to suggestions, but also ready just to make some solid changes. And not to be perfect, but just to make goals to move in a healthier direction. So together, we will create a roadmap for that person to get to that point. So that is my focus, is one-on-one consults with patients who want to dig deeper into health concerns or to prevent future health problems. Really with the goal for people to live longer and have a better quality life. I don't want to just help someone extend their life if they're miserable. I really want them to feel good and enjoy life. So that is, and I know we would all agree with that. So that's my focus. But I also have created what's called a therapy room. It'll be directly across the hall from my office in the chiropractic office. So there will be access to red light therapy, compression boots, and a vibration plate. So you may have heard of one or all of those things. But just to give you a quick summary, red light therapy are these panels that you stand in between. There's different forms of it, but mine are panels. And they emit low-level and near-infrared light. Which are wavelengths of light that actually come out of the sun and are very, very beneficial for multiple problems. But as adults, we don't get nearly enough sun. Maybe a little more in the summer, you know, if we're outside. But for the most part, we're inside. And that's okay, but this is one way to give your body more sun, more of these important, helpful rays of light. So they are there to support cellular energy. I won't take you all the way back to biology for very long, but each cell in our body has all these different little organelles in it, and there's one called mitochondria. So this light stimulates mitochondria to help you have more energy. It has a lot of different functions, but very, very important that our mitochondria work well for us to heal, for us to have energy, for us to do all of the amazing things we do. So the red light therapy supports that cellular energy. It also improves skin health, it can ease muscle and joint pain, it can promote faster recovery, and it can reduce inflammation. So it is a 10-minute quick treatment, so even if you don't have much time, it can be very beneficial to do that even once or twice a week. So the compression boots are these big black boots that you put on your legs, zip them up, and they have air compression. So they promote circulation, improve circulation in the legs, also help with any just swelling that someone's been dealing with, sore muscles, and to speed up workout and post-activity recovery. And the last thing in there is called a vibration plate. So you stand on it, and the one I bought has rails, or wheel. We're putting these things together this week. I'm looking at him because he's the one doing it, because I want to make sure it's done well. But it will have handles for safety. They do have them without handles, and I think they're a little dangerous. But it basically is what it says. It's a vibration plate. It vibrates with the goal to improve circulation. Our lymphatic system, everybody's heard of lymph nodes. It's pushing toxins throughout our body. And the more we sit as adults and don't move and jump around like kids, the more that becomes stagnant. It can really create problems and I think lead to cancer and other issues. So this plate shakes to help all of that to move. So those three things are in that therapy room. You do not have to be a patient of mine doing all the other things I mentioned to use the therapy room. So that you could do both. You could just do one of them. So So basically, that is just a quick summary of what I do. I know it's not the easiest to explain because every single person is unique. And one person that comes to see me, we may really go one direction and focus on nutrition. The next, we might really focus on they're wanting to try to come off of some of these chronic meds. Either way, I make it clear that I'm not taking the place of their primary care provider. I want them to stay here with these awesome providers they already have. I am a complement to that if they want a little more time to spend with somebody that can dig deeper. That is my goal. So I want I have access to more tools that are not included in the training in nursing school or the majority of conventional trainings. So I have access to those, and I'm thrilled to bring them to Katie's. A lot of friends and people I know who go to Clarksville, Hopkinsville, Nashville, Paducah for these things, and I'm so excited to bring them here to Katie's. So these concepts aren't necessarily new to the medical world. It's just a different model. It's just a slower, let's slow down and really just break this apart and create a personalized plan for you. So I look forward to working alongside you all or anyone that comes to me and